Good evening.
Hey, good evening. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good.
You have any questions for tonight?
Not to begin with. I will as time goes on. I'll have questions.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure there's going to be anybody else on, maybe Brandy.
Okay.
Both Malka and Hannah said they probably wouldn't be on the class because Tony wasn't doing well. She needed to take care of him, and Malka's out of town and needs to be dealing with people there.
Brandela.
Hey.
Good evening, Brandy.
Hey.
Do you have any questions?
Hi, Brandy.
Do you have any questions?
No, not tonight.
And I don't think
Okay. Oh, you did come, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have three people, but nobody has any questions for tonight.
Okay.
So, let's wait a couple more minutes and maybe somebody will think of one.
Okay. Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Sorry if I stop long enough. It hits me of what I've thought about during the day. Okay, with the final waters, it okay to bring the container and the utensils that you need, especially if you're just by yourself or if it's just you and your spouse or a friend or whatever? Not a whole table full of people, to bring the bowl and the pitcher of water and towels or paper towels or whatever that you have, and set it on the table. Or should you not do it? Should you get up and get it when the time comes? Before you set your customer.
When you have a group of people, you're going to clear the table, then you
Right.
bring the bowl, and there's no need to put the bowl on the table because once you pour the water over the fingers, as I said the other day, it is the most negative water on earth.
Right.
So you should never put the bowl on the table once you've run the water over some fingers.
Right.
Now, if you're eating by yourself or with just a couple of people, normally speaking, people would get up from the table after it was cleaned. They'd get up, they'd go to the sink and run water through the sink. So you don't really utilize the bowl and the two containers. You use the faucet as the running water when 'cause,
Okay.
and you put the faucet right over the sink and just move your fingers into the water. But always point your fingers down.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good to know. That would be easier with a group. Okay.
You can
But it
also do it with
wouldn't
a group if anybody will get up, just like a lot of
be.
people when you wash your hands for hamotzi, a lot of people go to the sink to do it there. And if a lot of people will have them go into the bathroom and then when they come out, they'll have them say the blessing, so they don't say it in the bless in the bathroom.
Right.
But it's just a function of timing, and how you do it. But really, you should never put the bowl of water on the table
after you've washed. You're saying
after you rinse the fingers, but even before,
right?
The bowl itself. You know, there's really no reason to put it on the table. You bring it to the table and you go around the table with the bowl and the fingers, washing the fingers. So it's a good question.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Let me ask you a question about, when you want to start a business, I should just say, that I know I had texted you a couple times today. I know Tuesday and Thursdays are the best day, but how do you know, like, from one month to the other, when's the best time? Like, I mean, like right now it's from Tammuz and going into, like, the Lul or Av or whatever. How do we know, like, the best month for that kind of stuff?
Well, each month has its own energy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say you want to start a business, it's the best time, a good time to start is in the month of Av, except it's got the negative 3 weeks that runs into Av. So you wait until afterwards, which is where we are now. And,
mm-hmm.
and up until when you move into Elul is about Teshuvah. Starting a business, if you really think about where you got the idea or when it was presented to you, the energy of that first moment, that's your keter for this business idea. Now, sometimes it'll take years for that idea to germinate into you willing to do a business, and sometimes it's immediate. But, you know, you look at what the idea is in the context of the Sefirot. What is the keter of the business? What is the chokmah? What's the wisdom of it? You take it down through the tree, because they're always there. And there's, you can even break it down further in the sense that you have an idea to start a pharmacy. That's mm-hmm. the business you were going to start. Obviously, I'm making that up. But
right.
I have the thought to start the pharmacy. Now I have to find a location, and I have to make arrangements to get stock of medicines. So those
mm-hmm.
are two different aspects of the same. Where would you, you know, where would you put those on in? One, you know, are they part of the Yesod, or are they part of the Bina? You know, so you kind of look at all the different things. But the best time to start a business would be Rosh, the best day of the year to start a business is Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Because Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan is really the last day of Libra. It's
mm-hmm.
considered one of the most powerful days in the year that's not a holiday. And you don't want to sign it on a holiday. You don't want to start anything on a holiday. So you're looking for powerful days that are not
mm-hmm.
holidays. And the most powerful day is Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, because the nature of the Scorpio is constant power, constant fear that motivates work and motivates actions, which is why it's a good day to start a business. Other times, you know, right now, between now and Elul, because Elul it's part of teshuvah, and the teshuvah, the idea of the business is a teshuvah, a reconnection to a level of parnasah. So
mm-hmm.
it's a good time to start a business. Now, the days of the week, you normally don't want to start it on Sunday because that's a unifying day. Everything is unified. So it would be a good day to start, but it's not a working day. Monday is not a good day, and Wednesday is not a good day. So that leaves you Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, starting a business is going to tend to take you away from thoughts of spirituality.
Right.
So that leaves Tuesday and Thursday. And that's why I said to you what it was. Tuesday mm-hmm. is the better day than Thursday because Tuesday is Tiferet in the Sefirot, and Thursday is Hod.
Don't you also Tiferet have to think is, about which week of the month?
Yes,
well?
You can also do okay. that.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on the questions that are asked and way. You know, if I may, Judy asked the question, and I need your permission to tell when you ask it, or I can make it up in a different way.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
Judy.
Fine. I have no problem. Yeah, that's no problem.
All right. So the way that Judy asked the question was, I'm going to do this project. And I'm going to sign it next week. What are the days that I should do it?
Mm-hmm.
So I've answered her question directly. Now, if she had asked me, is this a good week of the month? Is this the best time in the month? I might have asked differently. I might have answered differently.
Right.
Early in my teaching career, in teaching of Kabbalah, I had a friend who was in business. He had an unfinished furniture store, and he was short of capital, but he wanted to expand into a second store. So he had already signed the lease, and he was moving in to start his advertising during the 49 days of the Omer. And he calls me and says, what's the best day to start? And he gives me a series of four or five dates all within the Omer. And I said, none of those dates are good. Wait until the day after Shavuot. And, you know, but I've already paid the rent for the month. And I said, so let the store be idle for the month. No, I can't afford that. So I said, the next best thing you can do is before the Omer period starts, it was before the Omer, take a chair and put it in the store. And put a table next to it if you have it, or on the chair, put a Zohar, one of the books of Zohar.
Mm-hmm.
And so he opened the store that way, actually opening it in the Omer, and it lasted 3 years before he went bankrupt. Now, why did he go bankrupt? He had financial issues with lack of capital and all these other explanations. But basically, he started the store with the energy of the Omer. And that's the same thing you're going to be doing with your question, Judy. You're going to be starting your business with the energy of the day you're starting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have been thinking about this for 6 months, then the actual signing becomes the malchut. But if it's something that came up during the 3 weeks, that's when you first got the idea, or that's when the presentation was made to you, you're taking the energy of the 3 weeks with you into your business.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if you sign way up ahead, it's still not good because you had the idea during the 3 weeks?
Did you start the idea before the 3 weeks or during the 3 weeks?
About a week ago, somebody approached me about it. A week or 2 weeks
well,
ago.
It makes a difference. 2 weeks ago, we were in the 3 weeks. Last week, we weren't.
It was last week.
So last week, you were out of mm-hmm. the 3 weeks. You know, and you may very well have been close and influenced by the two Ba'av. So hopefully it wasn't the day of the eclipse, which was the last Friday. So as long as it was mm-hmm. before that, that's your keter when you've got that idea. Now you're talking the stage of signing paperwork that, you know, you're in a good period for that. The idea came mm-hmm. at a good period, you know. So
yeah.
It's not necessarily that the business is right, because if you are supposed to, God forbid, lose some money for this process,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, but you're aligning as much of the energy of the universe as you can to make your business
right.
successful.
That's why I'm waiting to make sure up ahead, I mean, how far do I go, like in a lull to do it, or on a Tuesday on a lull, but here again, it's going to make a difference, like you said, when I got the idea. I'd never heard that concept before.
But I had said the first question you asked me, which was a few days ago,
right.
I told you the best day in the next few weeks would be Rosh Chodesh Elul.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, then you went through it and said, today I need to do it next week. No,
right.
It depends. It's always a function of the way the question is asked.
Right.
Whether it's a question about the day of the week, when to have a wedding, whatever the question is, it takes contemplation to make sure you want to do it, because what the Kabbalist would tell you, because I heard it directly from Rabbi Berg, the way you ask the question is the way you get the answer. He would answer two different people substantially the same questions, but the way they asked it, the words they used, would change his answer, because those words
right.
were revealing to him the spiritual level of the person.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions from anybody? You all have a beautiful evening.
Okay.
We'll have the two classes tomorrow. 4:30 will be a deeper Zohar on Lech Lecha, and at 7 o'clock class will be a Zohar class.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.
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 Shalom.